Hello, and welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm Sharmila Molly. I'm a self-love expert, an intuitive healer, and also your hostess for this podcast. You are about to hear inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence, maintaining self-love, and sanity as we answer the calling of being a healer and running a business. I would really appreciate it if you could help me grow this podcast by telling others about it and by becoming a patron by donating monthly or giving a generous one-time donation. When you donate, it lets me know that you love what I'm doing, and by donating, you are supporting me, a healer running a small business. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get on with the show. Hello, and welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm your hostess, Sharmila Molly, and I am here with my very special guest, an old friend of mine, actually a young friend of mine, being cheeky. Today's special guest is a celebrity animal medical intuitive who helps pets worldwide heal physically and emotionally with a specialty in cancer treatment. She has been called upon by Hollywood's biggest stars and MMA fighters for the health and well-being of their animals. Her work has been featured in the New York Times, CNN, BBC, and was the subject of a feature cover story for People magazine. Her thriving business was included in Hay House Publishing's best-selling book, Women Rocking Business. And she's been interviewed on over 100 podcasts, radio shows, and digital media outlets. Her lessons on mindfulness, stress reduction, and holistic self-care through both the animal and human lens has set her apart as a unique force and thought leader that has made her one of the most sought-after speakers on the international circuit. She has an app where you can download it for free called Empower, E-M-P-A-W-E-R. And on this app, you can take classes and have download meditations for your health and for the health of your animals. So please, without further ado, welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast, Rachel Augusta. Yay!
Thank you, Sharmila. Thank you for having me here.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
I've been wanting to be on this show forever.
Oh my God, you should have.
I was waiting for an invitation.
Oh, you're not a projector. You don't need an invitation. Oh my God, I'm so happy to have you here.
Me too.
So happy, so happy, so happy. So yeah, I just wanted to dive in. Let's just dive in because I had Rachel and I have known each other for years, and I recently signed up to get some energy healing from her for her and my cat. And first I reached out to you for my cat Sabrina because she's been puking. And then when I went to sign up, it was like energetic x-ray sessions. I was like, oh yeah, I need one of those. Let me have one of those too, because I'm having I'm dealing with some hereditary stuff. I guess I'll just mention it because my dad, I'm like trying to censor myself, and I'm like, okay, this is not going to work because my father listens to it. So I'm going to hear about this in a couple of weeks. It's going to be like, and my mom's going to call me. What? You're still dealing with that? Why don't you go to the doctor? So,
oh my God.
Let me give you some background. It's hereditary heart health issues. So high cholesterol, blood pressure issues. And, you know, I've been dealing with to get my blood pressure down. I mean, isn't it really, it's not, you know, it's elevated. So if I take it, it's like 150 over 95. And then I can you know, do some breathing exercises and get it down to like 140, but it's supposed to be 120 over 80. And so I contacted Rachel just to see like, hey, what's going on? I've been trying to work on this for a few years now and I can't figure it out. It's like, why am I doing energy healing if I can't, you know, do this on myself? Like what's the point? And so today we're going to talk about, let me get to the point of why Rachel's here so she can start talking, is she told me that I didn't have what she calls an engine, which is a major energy center called the Hada. And that was really shocking to me. And turns out that Rachel is an engine or Hada whisperer, which is so fascinating because I get a lot of people who are, you know, wanting to get over their ex or learn Reiki. And those are two are mutually exclusive as well. They're getting over a heartbreak and wanting to learn Reiki or just wanting to get over their heartbreak. And you get a lot of people that don't have what you call an engine. So explain to us what a Hada is, why it's so important. And this is why it was so shocking.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, I just want to say, I love that your parents support you. And now I guess I'm hearing the other side to that, of that in their support, you have no secrets. Whereas my mom unsubscribed from my newsletter. She says it was accidental, but hey, now I can just spread all the dirt whenever I want. And I know that it won't ever be brought up at the family table. So yes. The Hada. I changed the name of it for my purposes in my practice with the people I work with, which is both two-leggeds and four-leggeds, furry and non-furry. I work with everyone. And the reason why I changed the name of it is because when we're confused about what something is, we can go down rabbit holes trying to figure out like, what is this? What does this mean? Where did this come from? What country did this originate from? Right. And like, I could see when I would use the word Hara, people's eyes would start like, you know, switching from side to side because it was a new word for them. And, I would also like to preface this by saying I'm a medical intuitive. I am an energy healer. The basis of my clientele are animals. People are not coming to me because they want a celestial angelic healing or they want to know what's going on in their Akashic records as they do, would come to you. People come to me because they're very, very sick. And in a lot of ways, I'm a last resort. I'm, you know, the very last thing that they've tried because they've tried everything in Western medicine with themselves, whether they're sick or their companion animal is sick. And so a lot of times when people make their way to me, they find me out of desperation by word of mouth. And it's not that they necessarily even believe in energy work. They're losing their best friend. Their best friend is dying and they don't know how to help them. So it's like, I'm a last resort. So when I first started doing this work, I was trying to use these words and I was spending way more time explaining the origin of the word or where it came from instead right. of like, this is what's going on in the body. And so I just started creating my own words for it to help people who are not into energy work, have maybe never had a Reiki session, could give two figs about their Akashic records. They're just trying to save their dog's life. But to help them actually understand what's going in the body without getting lost in the details. Right. So thus the word engine was born. And yeah. So for anybody listening who is like, wait, what? What is a Hara or Hada, as you say? So see, like Sharmila is going to say it in a way that's different than I do. And it's the most, I believe, the most important energy center in the body. And the reason why I call it the engine is because it's like the engine of a car. Like if there's something wrong with it, it doesn't matter how much gas you put in your tank or air you put in your tires or how new your stereo system is. there's something wrong with the engine in the car, and it's going to prevent you from going on the road trip that you're going to go on, or, you know, like feeling safe in your body or feeling grounded, you know? And so that's how it came to be. And once I switched the language on it, people really started to understand and could very clearly pinpoint whether it was for themselves or for their animals. Oh, this makes sense. Okay. You brought this like mystical thing and turned it into, you know, like I'm an energetic mechanic and right. like you yes. turned it into language that I understand because I've had these same things happen with my vehicle. And, you know, if we think of our body is a vehicle yeah. And so that the heart is the engine, it's what everything else works off of. And, you know, so whether you're seeing an acupuncturist or a Reiki master or, you know, whatever it is, like there's a lot of different people that are working with a lot of different types of energy in the body. I believe it all centers around this main piece. And if there's something wrong with it, you could be doing Reiki on yourself daily, which is so good, right?
Right.
Air in the tires is so good. Right. Gas in the tank is so good. You know, another metaphor that I want people to even think of when you think of your body is like, you know, if we were to think of like the engine or the hara in your car, like if you were like, I don't give two figs about cars. I've never had one. I live in New York City. I don't know this language you speak of. We all have cell phones and every day we charge our cell phone. We charge it multiple times today. I'm on my third charge today. And
then you need a new cell phone because the charger.
Because what happens is you can charge it, mm-hmm. but eventually the battery needs to be replaced. Right. And so it's the same thing. Whether you want to think of your, this main energy center is like the battery in your phone or the engine in your car, it needs attention. And not all the time. It's just if something happens, like a major illness, a major trauma, you know, like we drop our cell phone. Oops. Like now I'm going to have to like fix things. And, you know, and it's like what I think you were doing for yourself. Well, I know what you were doing for yourself is you were charging yourself, charge, charge, charge. And it was giving you what you need. And it was so great for you. But we do get to a point where we're like, crap, I have to go get my phone battery fixed or replaced.
Right.
And that's essentially what it is.
Right. Right. Thank you for that. Yeah, I just, I love how you can take, cause that's one thing I have a hard time with is it's so esoteric. I don't know how to put it into language that where people understand. So I, you know, but engine battery is perfect. And so I didn't, like I said, I didn't know I didn't have an engine. And so when she told me that, I was like, I mean, it just blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? Like, what, like my whole, I was like, oh my God, my whole life has been about, I've been doing Reiki for like 20 years, doing other energy healing. And, you know, I always, you know, I just do it at night. That's how I put myself to sleep. I just put my hands on my body over the position where the hara is, like, you know, one hand like underneath my belly button. And yeah, so that was, I was really shocked. And so, like I said, I was trying to figure out what I needed to do, what missing links I needed to look at in order to overcome this heredity, you know, something in my genetics, high blood pressure. My parents, my grandparents are on medication. And I was like, I don't want to take a pill. That's why I got into Reiki. You know, I was like, oh my God, I could be self-sufficient and heal myself and have this ability to do this all at any point. Anyway, so I would go into the drugstore and check my blood pressure periodically. So I would always, you know, monitor it. And yeah, so a few years ago, I was on a road trip and we went to a Rite Aid and I had to pee and it was in the back and we were both running because we both had to pee. And I was like, oh, maybe because I ran. And then I took, you know, I waited a few minutes and took it again. And I was like, oh my God, it's like one, how is this 150 over 90? Like what? 150 over 90? And so that was very concerning. It really stressed me out. I've just been trying to do certain things to, you know, to my diet, you know, just tweaking certain things. Do I need to meditate on like clearing any blockages in my heart, you know, doing all that stuff. And so I was just, when I saw that you did energetic x-rays, I was like, oh yeah, I want one of those, you know. And I've been to the doctor. I took Sabrina to the doctor. They are all aware. I that's how I know what my numbers are, my level, you know, cholesterol and whatnot. And Sabrina's, the only thing we didn't check, I still need to check on her, is her pancreas, a blood test for that. But everything else is normal. So it was just really shocking to find that out. And you asked me like if I had any physical trauma. It's like, oh well, you know, yeah, when I was 21, I was run over by a car. I was a pedestrian. I was hit from behind by a Ford Bronco.
Jeez. So that's kind of important. It brings us the reason why I was asking it. And a lot of times, you know, just pretending I'm a mechanic and, right, you know, for people who were not in the session, I hope you don't mind me sharing this. No, when Sharmila came to me, it would be like the equivalent of a car pulling into a, garage and there's smoke blowing out from under the hood. Like, pull over, bring it in, get out. You know, people will ask, well, where did the option go? Why is it, what's going on? And I want to say, too, like, it's not always that it's missing from the body. It can be knocked out of the body. It can be cut in half. It can be split in half. There's different things that can happen to it, kind of depending on what happened to you. And that also depends on how long you've been like navigating without this main energy system in your body. And the way that it had appeared in your body and some other things that was going on, I was like, I'm going to assume you've had a really bad injury. And you were like, funny you should mention that, because I was hit by a car and you were also in a boating incident, correct?
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yes.
Two major things. Yeah. And the reason why I had known that is because your spine, there was something going on with your spine directly around the neck as well. And that was the, oh yeah, there was also a boating injury. Right. I'm laughing. It's not funny. Major injuries. Right. So you were doing this really awesome stuff for yourself, but because these major injuries had happened to the body, to your body, it threw off your engine. You know, and that is common for practically everyone who comes to me for one reason or another, whether it's an emotional trauma, severe abuse, emotional abuse, if it's chronic disease, just different things like that, back injuries, it can really upset the system and it tends to go after the engine. And then what happens is, no matter what you do, it's very difficult to heal. It's very difficult. And so when, like, I don't even need to do a full scan on people, I will, but when they tell me something like, I'm on my third round of antibiotics and they're not working, or my dog or cat's on their third round of antibiotics and they're not working, I'm like, it's an engine issue. You're putting gas in a car and there's something wrong with the engine. And like, gas in the car is good, air in the tires are great, but it's not impacting the main area of the body. And once that engine's been put back in the body, then everything starts clicking and working in the way that it should. Then it's like you can accelerate the healing process. And, you know, and so if we want to use the metaphor of car, or if we want to use the metaphor of a cell phone, it's kind of like when your battery starts to go down to like 20%, your screen dims on your phone, right, and it starts to preserve its energy. And it's like, I've got to hold on to what I can, right, to keep this going. You're not running on TikTok. You're not doing Marco Polo. And right, you're like, I've got to conserve everything. And then by putting a new battery in there, all of a sudden you have access to everything again in a way that you didn't before.
Yeah, that it's fascinating, because I'm still, you know, trying to figure out how that's impacting me. Because the other thing too, I've been taking a lot of supplements that are supposed to help with these things, and none of them are work. Like there's one called natokinase, and it's comes from fermented soy, natto. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And it's a blood thinner basically. And I was taking that, and I was just like, I was like, great. After 2 weeks, let me check. After 3 weeks, I was like, all right, I'll just finish the whole bottle, and it wasn't working. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't want to take, and that's so stress. It's just so stressful. Cause it makes me feel anxious, and I'm not an anxious person. It's frustrating. Cause I was like, you know, I do all this shit. I know something, I don't know everything, but I know some things that I need to do for myself and try to get on the nutrition ball and get, you know, take certain supplements to help. But, so I was thinking, I was like, okay, maybe I'll try those again and see if that works.
And it often does. That's when medications start kicking in. In fact, I have a client, a dog who has a collapsed trachea. Oh. And his human contacted and was like, antibiotics aren't working. Can you check? And she knows the answer because she's talked to me enough. And she was like, can you check and see? And I was like, oh, yep. Because here's the other thing is that if you've been dealing with something for a really long time, or it's chronic, like a collapsed trachea, you just need to be put on a maintenance schedule of like, we're doing a tune-up. But you know, here's the deal. People forget that we do have to do that for ourselves. We do that for our cars.
Right.
Like, you know, when you go get an oil change, they're like, you need to come back in 3,000 miles.
Right.
And we just have this, you know, well, I know why we have it. Western medicine. Right. Belief that, you know, a pill will fix everything, or, you know, like, I just need to take these things. Like, we're not taught to just a lot of this medicine has been lost. And it was lost for, I don't know that I want to go down that rabbit hole, right, with you, but it was stolen from us. And so now we're trying to relearn it. And we forget that, like, our cars get tune-ups. We get oil changes all the time. We charge our battery on our phone. We replace things, and we just have to do that for our body too. And it doesn't mean that you're broken or that you're bad or that you're doing wrong things. It's just our bodies need it too.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you know, self-care goes a long way. It's not just drinking and eating and making sure you're defecating properly and all the excretions are happening, but all these,
I mean, one of the things that, like, there's a huge misconception is that, you know, rest is good, but rest is not recharge, you know? So people will be like, I just need to rest and recharge, Netflix and chill. And I'm like, that's not recharge. That's rest. But recharge is something else, you know? And so, like, let's use the metaphor of the phone. Rest would be, I'm putting it on do not disturb or airplane mode. Charge is plugging it in. And so, you know, we just have to see those things at different, like, our body needs it. And if your body has experienced a major physical trauma, you know, really, like a boating accident, it just knocked things out of your system that, like, you know, even you saying like, I'm a Reiki master, this is what I do for other people. But this is the power of being in community and saying, well, let me help you. And like, I see healers. I've heard other healers say this. I've said it, like, you need to get on other people's beds and tables. Like, if you need to rub your shoulders, yeah, sure, you can do it, but you're not going to get into the wings and the all the muscles in the back that somebody else can reach.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was interesting because, like, you know, I don't get energy work as often as I really want to. It's just kind of a schedule thing. I can't get my friend, you know, someone in town to do it. Yeah, so I definitely am like, oh God, I just wish I could just get it like every, like three times a week would be great. I absolutely advocate for that, you know, like my friends and I, you know, we do trades and whatnot. And so that's why I was like, you know, I was just really shocked because I was like, well, no one's ever said that before. And I think because we're doing a specific type of energy work and you do a specific type where there's different training involved. So
it's so that's exactly it. I mean, that is honestly exactly it. Like I've seen and worked with healers that like they're doing stuff that I don't know how to do. I don't do it. And you know, and like I tell people, like if you're looking for a celestial chakra healing, I am not your person. I'm a dirty mechanic. Like I'm just getting it out of the hood of the car. Like that's not who I am. I'm just not, that's not me. I wear black. I swear. I am not your celestial chakra healer. I am your blue collar mechanic who can get under the hood and fix stuff. So, you know, we all do different things and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I want to just go into my session because it was so funny. So she works remotely. We're not in the same time zone. And so my appointment was at 8:30 in the morning. I'm not a morning person. And I set my, and this is so funny. I don't even know why, like, this is how much of a morning person, what type of a morning person I am. Like I didn't set it for 8 o'clock. I set it for 9 after to give me just a little, so I could have a little bit of time if I need to get up and pee and, you know, and but not a whole half hour because I was like, I want that much more sleep. So my alarm goes off on my phone, which I always keep on airplane mode if I have to have the phone next to me, because I need the alarm. And it goes off. I turn it on because, you know, you said you were going to text me. And I didn't even hear the text. I don't know why, because I dozed off, right? So I'm like half, I was like, oh, it must be. Must be 8:30. I wonder when she's gonna start. You know? And it was like, I was telling Rachel, I was like, I don't know if people remember in Ghostbusters, in the original one from the 80s, where they cross their proton pack streams to get rid of like the big Cocoa Puff guy, right? And that's what it felt like. It was from head to toe, and I was like, okay, I guess it's starting. I guess this is what, so I have no idea what time that was, because obviously she's putting the engine back in, my engine back in, or my brand new engine. I was just like, okay, like laying there, like literally like, okay. And it was so strong. I never experienced anything like that before. And I was like, okay, all right. So, and then it subsided. So I really don't know how long that was. I don't know if it was like a minute, it could have been 10 minutes. I have no idea. And then it subsided and it was like super chill. I mean, it was very subtle. I could feel, you know, different things going on in my body, but I was just like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell her.
That made me laugh too. And I was like, I just, the way you explain it makes me laugh all over again, because I always tell people, whether I'm working with their animal or them, the human, like if it's the human, I'm like, make sure you're laying down because it's pretty intense and it just might make you feel sick. And I don't want to scare anybody from having, you know, engine work done if you need it, but it is intense because especially if you've been navigating life for 20 years, like without a main battery in your body, you're going to feel it being put back in. And I've just had people not take me seriously and like been standing up and vacuuming because they were like, oh, well, I'm going to pay Rachel to work on my body, but I'm also going to you know what? This is women. We got to multitask. I got to clean. I've got stuff I need to do. I can't take time for myself. And then they will comment like, oh, I tried to vacuum. All of a sudden I was like crawling to the bed to lay down. I was like, I said lay down for a reason. I cannot give that like enough of a, you know, But I loved your description of that. And it's super funny too, because people will ask me, they're like, how will I know when you're starting with my animal? I'm like, well, first of all, I always text people ahead of time. I'm like, hey, I'm getting started now. And then, but I'm like, but you'll know because your animal will, they have a different response than you being like, but they are like, I gotta go. Like, or you'll just see it on your animal's face. This one of my favorite, moments in the, you know, with this person being like, oh, I knew exactly when you were tuning in to my cat, was she said, this woman said she was sitting on the toilet and her cat ran into the bathroom like big eyed and like spiky tail, like they'd been electrocuted, like like just as I was starting. And she was like, I told you Rachel's gonna be working with you, you know what this is. And her cat was like, her name was Blinkers, was like, Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. I just couldn't figure out what's going on with me. But it is really obvious. Well, especially so because you do so much energy work.
Right,
you can
really,
like, you're very tuned into energy. So not everybody might be able to feel it as intensely as you did, but I loved your description.
Oh, I thought it was great. Yeah, I mean, it was so strong. And so intense, and it was just like, I mean, I was literally like, I'm physically like, you know,
vibrant. Yeah, and horses are super sensitive to energy as well. And so whenever I have to do engine work on a horse, I'm like, everybody watch your toes and stand back, because they have galloped, you know. I'm like, no, we need to keep them in place, because it is that, you know, horses are very, very sensitive to energy, and you are. And so it might be different for somebody who's never had an energy session. Right. They don't know. They're not really, they're numb from their own body. Right. That can happen through trauma. Right. So then they might not have that, those same intense feelings.
Right. Yeah. May not be like that for anyone, but if you're ever getting energy work, that's why we always say,
lay down. And down.
Yeah. Don't do anything. Especially if you're doing it remote, like.
Yeah.
So what are some of the, I mean, you kind of mentioned it before, like medicines don't work, people get sick, because when you don't have an engine, or if it's, or if the engine's offline or it's just gone, what are some of those?
Something's going on with it. Yeah. So it's typically the body can't heal. So like, let's say you have a cat or a dog or a horse, or honestly any animal, where let's say they injured their leg or hurt their back and they're just not getting better. That would be a really good indication that there's something going on with spinal energy and the engine. And if medicines aren't working as efficiently as they should be, again, people are like, we're on our third round, or like, I'm taking these herbs and they're not doing anything. And like, we know that they're not just like sham herbs sort of thing, but like, But it would be like, we are on antibiotics and that should be killing like it off, and it's just not working. That's a really good indication that somebody doesn't have that main energy system in the body. Just not feeling like yourself during COVID, after people got COVID, that was, you know, where you're just like, sluggish. You're like, I can't make it through the mud. I can't make it through the water. Like everything feels like mud. That's a really good indication. Like, well, let's do a major, you know, if you want to think of the metaphor of your cell phone, you know, like things aren't running the way they're supposed to.
Right.
You need a new battery in your cell phone. You need a new battery in your body. And, you know, and it can happen to like, extreme trauma, what can happen with the engine is it can start to unravel it. And so if you think, you know, how we say about ourselves, like, I feel like I'm becoming undone, you know, like I'm unraveling, that's, you don't have the foundation to your house. You don't have a battery in your phone to like take you into those apps, into those places, or like you're just not grounded in your body. It's a really good indication that it's something to look at, you know. The same is true for your animals. Like if you've rescued animals out of really horrific situations and they're having a really difficult time, like even now they're in a good place,
right?
They're safe. They're in a good home, but they're not adjusting, or they're not coming out from under the bed and it's been 6 months, or they're not like, they're not able to really get over that hump. It's because they do not have a foundation in their house. Essentially, mm-hmm. they do not have the engine in their car. And, you know, I'm going to say we've all been, I know I've been in a car where like lights are coming on, you know, there's something on with the engine and it's yeah. scary. You're right. like, pull over. Oh my God. Where's the next rest stop? We're right. on a highway. Right. We're on a freeway. And like, I feel like animals know that. And that's why they look so, and us too, like we are stressed or unable to self-regulate because we're like, the lights are coming on. Right. The engine's about to blow. Yes. Pull over. Right. And then once you put that in, it's like, oh, like once something's been fixed, or even if it's like the gas, you know, is down on empty, you start freaking out, right. you know, you're like, I got to get to the gas station. I got to get to the gas station, you know, and like it creates that same sort of energy in us. Like even you talking about, like, I'm going in to test my blood pressure. Like, what's it going to be? Why is it like this? Like right. yeah. that. It's the same as like being in a car that you don't feel safe in.
Yeah.
Or, you know, losing yeah. your phone battery at a festival and afraid you're going to be separated from your friends. Like, right. you know, it creates a stress in us then that we're holding and our body doesn't have the ability to hold on to it. Cause like you said, I'm normally like cool as a cucumber. I'm chill. I'm like, can ride a wave, no big deal. And now I'm like, what's going on with me? I can't get this sorted out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's concerning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little, just a tad bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm on my road to living life with an engine now. Mm-hmm. I definitely need a tune-up because when we were talking, you were like, I'm going to give you a shiny new engine. Cause I was like, oh, you're going to put my engine back in. I was like, yeah. I was like, you know, go grease line and burning up a quarter of my, you know, like, give me a V12 engine. Yeah. I feel like I'm just still integrating for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's been like almost like a month.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like if you have 50 pounds to lose, it's really hard to do that in an hour at the gym.
Right.
Like has to, you know, like it does take like a series. That's why I always tell people, like, if you're dealing with cancer or like your injuries were massive and they were really old. So right. they had a really long time in your body to
create havoc.
So it is kind of like restoring. Oh my God. I do not like that. I'm about to use this metaphor because it has nothing to do with you, but it's like restoring an old car
yeah.
or like fixing the foundation on the house or, you know, like building a house. You lay the foundation and then you got to go in and put up the walls and then you've got to make sure the roof is on and that everything. Right. And it's like, right. that's how it is with the body. And that's why most things are not one and done.
No, absolutely not.
Like whether you're painting a picture or right. you're going and getting acupuncture or you're even going to a chiropractor. If you go to a chiropractor, they're not going to say, yeah, this one neck crack is going to fix everything.
Right, right.
They're, you know, you're like it's right. just not like that. Right. You know, if you go to a gym trainer, they're not like, I'm going to teach you this. Bye. They're like, so we're going to have to keep practicing this until we're in a good position. And right. and the same is true. Like it. Sometimes, I mean, it's very rare. It's like, I put an engine in your car, good to go. The only time right. I really see that is honestly, if someone's very young or like kittens and puppies, really young adults. And that is if, you know, it was like, oops, I skid my knee and now, you know, like I knocked my engine out of my body and we're like, okay, right. cool. You got to tune up. Bye. And I hope I never see you again, you right. know, until you're a senior citizen. Right. And that can happen. But for us older, you know, not like anyone older than 15, humans and any animals older than a couple years old, we usually have to do a few sessions and right. that's like going in and just like, yep, we're building this up. And, right. and that's why even like the dog that I worked with, a collapsed trachea, that dog has been in my circle for a year. Mm. And when he first came to me, his human thought that maybe that it was time for him to go. It was really stressful. She didn't want him to go. She canceled plans on to, it was like her first vacation pre, you know, since COVID. She canceled the plans because her dog lost his ability to walk. He was coughing so hard. He couldn't catch his breath. Oh. So we did a series of sessions and he's been really good for a year, but he's 17. Oh, wait, right. He's 16. He's a 16-year-old dog. Yeah. And so, you know, then we just got a, she contacted me recently and was like, hey, I think he needs a tune-up. And it's like, yep. And we gave him a tune-up and we put him back on the road and he's good to go. And it's like, that's just kind of how it is, yeah, you know? Yeah. And it's like, we have to do a few sessions, and especially right. if things are old or they've been like hanging out in the body for a right, while, it just, right. it just takes a second, yeah. you know,
just that first step is huge though.
It is. And
like, I've been telling everybody, I was like, how does that happen? I mean, I tell them why that, how that happened, but it's like, how have I been, you know, cause when you say you don't have an engine, it still boggles my mind. Like, well, I was like, how, cause you can't, you just, the car doesn't run. Like how, you know, how have I been, because I,
you've been running it, you've yeah. been, you had been driving it, but you'd been driving it smoking. And right. you, I mean, I just have to say though, it speaks to all of the other stuff you were doing.
Right.
The fact
right.
that you've been able to do this for so long, it's because you were, you know, here's another metaphor. It's kind of like putting patches or taping a pipe that's leaking. You're like, here. Put tape on it, put right. tape on it. And it's, and you've been fixing it. Like it has right. totally kept it. But when you came to me, you're like, this just doesn't, I'm like, well, you need a new pipe. And right. so like, but you've been doing so much maintenance on yourself and so much self-care, like acupuncture, your self-work, like daily energy, that you're able to like band-aid the hell out of yourself. Right. And you have been. And so it was like, cool. Well, let's just give you a new pipe. We'll give you a new engine. We'll right. give you a new battery. And so, and now everything that you do is just going to be that more powerful for your body.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's such a revelation.
Yeah.
It's still, I'm still like, wah. It's just still so, it's still so shocking. You know, so shocking, because I was run over by a car when I was 21. I'm 50 now. I started doing energy work. I learned Reiki when I was 30. So that's like 20 years ago. So in between that time, I was just thinking when you were saying that, like, okay, so between the time I was in my 20s, I remember seeing a therapist a couple times, and I was always into self-help and, you know, just reading books about, you know, spirituality and finding your purpose and things like that. So I was like, yeah, okay, I guess that I could see how that kept me going for those 9 years in yeah. my 20s, you know. And then the boating accident was, I was like, I think it was like 38. So about 11, 12 years ago, I think, oh yeah, it was about that. So what happened there was I was being towed on the back of a jet ski on a big floaty. And he took, you know, it was just around his like man-made lake. And he just went around the bend, and I thought I was gonna flip over. And so I let go and I flew and I just hit the water face down. I was wearing, a life jacket, and I could, oh my God, I thought I had collapsed my lungs because I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, I was trying to breathe. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't even talk. And my boyfriend at the time was like, are you okay? He's like on the other side. I'm like, you know, I was thinking to myself, like, God, I'm wearing this because it's not that deep. But if you can't breathe, you know, then you're drinking water, you know, you're getting water in your lungs. And so I was just like, oh my God. And I think I broke a rib. Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
This is something I say to my clients all the time. Like, I can usually really tell spot on when there's been an injury. I'm like, oh, there was an injury. And they're like, well, but that was 18 years ago.
Right,
and I'm like, yeah, but So for 18 years, the body has been doing its best to hold its own. And now you're in your 50s and it doesn't want to. But it is true, though. Like, when you're young, you're like, yeah, I can jump that fence. Yeah, I can, you know, bust my knees open on that. Yeah. And it's like, you're invincible. But as you start to get older, regardless of species, your body's just like, so
maybe not.
We got a problem. We don't have a pelvic floor anymore. Can you just, you know, and it's like, you know, I mean, laughing about the pelvic floor, but it's true. Like, you can sneeze when you're 20, and when you're 50, you're like, hold that thought. Right. I need to cross my legs. And unless you're doing the work you need to keep that strong, because it's just, aging is real. And so if you have something that happened to you or your animals when you or your animals were young, it might not matter when you're young, but as you get older, it does. We hear that all the time. Like, people who had back injuries when they were young, it doesn't really start to impact them until later. That's why, like, even with car accidents, they're like, I was in a major car accident and like, I'm okay now, but is this going to present issues in my neck and spine later?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why I still have, so, I mean, it's not terrible, but it's definitely things I have to, you know, look out for is, you know, neck and lower back issues.
It's always kind of been there. And that's why it's like, now your body is like, we're doing a lot,
right?
We're doing a lot, and you've been doing a lot for your body. You know, there's a lot of people who don't, because they don't know.
Right.
And they don't know how, or they don't know that they should. And, you know, and I think that's why kind of it's so shocking to you, because they're like, but this is right. My realm. This right. is my yeah, right? world. Like,
how did I? Yeah. It's still also fascinating. So yes, the engine rebuilding process has begun.
Yeah, and so. I think you look like a hot little Mustang, so oh. I don't care what you say. Yeah.
Well, thank you. So how's your deck coming along? You have a deck coming out.
Yeah, I have it's a grief oracle deck for people who've lost their companion animals. I'm so close. It's like pretty much done. I'm just in the final aspects of like getting ISBN codes and, oh, wow. You know, like all the things to get it online right. and sell it. But the Oracle deck, it's called the Brokenhearted. And in fact, if people are listening to this and they're interested and they want to know about it when it is released, they can go to my website and just be like, I'm interested. And it like, their name is on a list so that I know to tell them when it's available. But that is to help people move through grief because, well, first of all, let me say there is nothing like it. I searched and searched and searched, and there is absolutely nothing like it for humans who've lost mm-hmm. their companion animals. And I wanted to create it because while I'm in the business of saving lives, and while I totally believe in miracles, the truth is that the only promise that we get in this life is that none of us get to stay.
Right.
And you can't cure age. And so it's really difficult when our animals die. And I think some people understand, a lot of people understand, and some people don't understand why it's so hard for us people who love our animal companions, why it's so hard when they die. And it's because honestly, they're our best friends. You know, they're with us all the time. They were with us during COVID. They're with us during these stressful moments. You know, they show up for us and they're with us. And when they die, we are not given a whole lot of grace or space to grieve them.
Right.
And people think that, well, if you just go get another cat, you'll be fine. And it's like, it's not about that. it's not about getting another. It's about grieving the loss of this very important friend that we had. And so the deck is designed to help people move into the spaces of connecting with themselves through their grief. There's a journal included in it to help them get clear on just their thoughts and feelings. And then there's also prompts in the deck to help encourage people to help their friends talk with them through grief, because that's also something where it's like, I can go into my spaces of grief, but how do I get my friends to feel okay having a conversation with me about how I'm feeling during this loss? So very soon it's coming so soon because it needs it. We need it. Like, and I have people contact me all the time. They're just like, when are you finishing the deck? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just have so many engines to fix.
Right.
Yeah. I have so many engines to fix, but
I'm right. You're just,
I have my own moon cycle.
Right.
It takes me out of the game 5 days out of every week. Yeah.
And then tell us a little bit about the Empower app. Empower.
I know. I thought I was so clever when I created it, and I did not predict that people would be like, what? How do you say it? Or even if you search for it on, like, in the app store, your phone will autocorrect it to Empower, right. But it's right. Empower. I didn't predict that. I was just like, I'm clever. Empower. So Empower, it's like Empower, but with a paw, and it's designed to empower people, to teach you everything that your vet's not going to. So, because it's not their job, you know, right. So it's not their job to talk to you about separation anxiety or trauma. So there's classes on that. There's classes on CBD. All the classes are free. There's a free cancer class, like what to do if your animal gets cancer, like what you should be doing in your home, how to set them up for success, how to build up the immune system. Again, this is stuff your vets are not going to teach you because it is not their job and they're not even educated in it. Also, when we get a really scary diagnosis, just game planning and brainstorming about what do we want to do going forward? And that's really common with a scary diagnosis. Like, do we want to do chemo? Is chemo even an option? There's 10 different types of chemo. Does this make sense? And so that class really helps talk people through that so they can think about things that they maybe didn't think about or maybe that their vet didn't share with them. Like, you can do chemo for 6 months, but it'll only extend their life by a month. Like, how to ask your vet those sorts of questions. There's a whole class on grief. And then there's medicinal meditations. And the medicinal meditations are, well, they're medicinal meditations. Like there's some for injuries. There's some for kidneys and liver. There's some for cancer. There's some for grief. There's some for just creating routine. There's meditations for anxiety and trauma with your animals. There's meditations specifically for humans that, a lot of them are designed for you to listen to with your animals, because it triggers the physiological relaxation response in your animal. But then there's meditations for you, like when you take your blood pressure and you're freaking out and you don't understand why, and it has nothing to do with your cat, and your cat's like, I don't want to sit in on this meditation with you. You can meditate with yourself. And and it's like, animals love routines. They thrive in them. It makes them feel very safe in the same way we thrive with routine. And so a lot of, there's a daily routine of meditations if you want to just do like a quick 8-minute meditation at night with, your animals. And then there's other programs. Like, if you want to learn energy, there's an Energy 101 class. There's a shadow work class that is called the Crowned Creatrix. And that is, because a lot of times, when people, I'm sure anyone who listens to your show will know, have heard about shadow work and even like how our animals mirror us, and start to mirror our health issues or our behavior issues. The Crowned Creatrix is like, how do I go in and heal the things in me so that my, animals aren't picking up on this, or like, I've been carrying around childhood trauma my whole life, and now I'm ready to work on that. And so there's meditations in there for that. So the whole app is honestly designed to help empower guardians to animals.
Empower.
I want to empower you. Let's empower each other.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, you know, going to like what you said at the beginning of this show is like, I don't want to just be dependent on Western medicine and take a pill. Like the truth is whether, you know, and I have people say to me all the time, like, do you believe in Western medicine? Yeah. Like if you've been stabbed and your guts are hanging out, this is not the time for Reiki. Right. This is not the time for crystals or essential oils. Go to the hospital right now. Right. You have broken legs. Yeah. We need that. We put in a cast, like, or getting a diagnosis, you know, like, is there cancer? Is there something going on? Do we need to regulate the blood levels? Like Western medicine is great for that. But we have decided, or it has been decided for us to believe that it is the only thing out there. And that's absolutely not true. Right. And to then say, well, I'm going to be fully dependent upon Western medicine to fix everything in my life is going to set you and your whole house and everyone who lives in it up for disaster, honestly.
Right.
And truthfully, like I said, most people come to me because they couldn't get answers through Western medicine. So the app is like your, the app is like your, this is my, how I'm going to bring this care into my house in addition to Western medicine.
Right. It's a great supplement, complement, holistic way of.
To empower you.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Oh my God. Thank you so much. For having this conversation and explaining a little bit more about the engine.
Thank you. I know. And then, you know, what's funny is like after I, for everyone listening, after I explained this to Sharmila, she was like, are you talking about the Hara? It hadn't even occurred to me at that point. I could be like, so, you know, right. This is your Hara, what's going on. But you just the way I'd explained everything, you're like, you're talking about the Hara. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. You're a person who would know that word. My clients typically don't. That was super fun talking about this.
Yeah. And thank you so much for all that you do. And for all the information, how to download the Empower Act. It's the Empower Act. Empower app will be in the show notes, but you can get it through Google or the App Store, the Apple, whatever it's called. I'm an Android user.
The App Store or Google Play. Yep.
Yes. So all that will be in the show notes along with her link to her website and how to contact her. If you aren't sure about your engine, go see Rachel.
I'll do a tune up. I'd be happy to.
So with a big hug, thank you so much, Rachel. Good to see you.
Oh, big hugs to you too.
And thank you all for listening. We will see you next time. This is the Confident Healer Podcast with Sharmila. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.